What's your stock pick right now?
So tonight, British American Tobacco. So it's a stock that came under huge pressure about 2 years ago. A lot of focus in America from the FDA on cigarettes and the health impacts. A lot of concern about whether they were going to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. But what we've seen is the stock re-rated to a much lower multiple. So one, the valuation is looking good. Number two, the revenue projections are it's still growing at about 4% a year, the revenue base. And the way they're doing it is introducing new products. So quite excited about the vaping products, the heat not burn product, the new cigar products that they're introducing, and these products are at a higher margin than existing cigarettes. So I think it's well priced. I think you get nice offshore earnings, kind of 6% growth a year, and I think in the longer term, I think you'll do well from both price and more growth prospect.
And then Rikus, you're looking to play the slowing growth story a little bit in the hope that, longer term, we're going to see a rise.
Yes, I think even prior to the coronavirus, AECI, which is my stock pick, was undervalued. And I don't think it should be, because if your mining sector is going down, somebody who supplies mining solutions and chemicals to that industry shouldn't be sitting at a 10 price earnings and a sustainable, hopefully, dividend yield of about 5.5%. At the moment, the price is retesting a sort of 100 rand breakout level. If all goes well and the effects of the commodity slowdown isn't longer than, say, 3 or 6 months, earnings should come through, and I think the price could probably go back to the 2017, 2018 highs of about 120 rand.
Okay, so one to watch, gentlemen. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Rikus Riordis is with PSG Wealth and Mark du Toit is with Oyster Catcher Investments. Julietta will be back with your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.